Good morning. This is a meeting of the Pole and Conduit Commission for Thursday, December 12th. It's 10:04 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement. Excuse me. Basement conference room. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Steve Linkowskis, and T.J. Shea.
So before we get started, I do want to sort of mention something. I know it's a very small meeting today, but at least Comcast and Eversource are both here. I will be asking our staff member to do an audit of pending grants of locations. So you'll be receiving a letter where you're going to be requested to inform us within a certain period of time the status of your pending grants of location. This is going to be done so that in accordance with our own rules and policies and also our ordinance, anything that is overdue and has not started and should have been started that is not being affected by the moratorium will be rejected and new applications will have to be filed. All right. With that said, we can start.
Comcast. Continued from November 21st to allow applicant to amend application to confirm the proper route, location of manhole, and number of manholes. 980 Memorial Drive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please state your name for the record.
Anthony Vatalaro. V as in Victor. A-T-A-L-A-R-O.
Thank you. And we had continued this to allow you some time to amend the application to confirm the proper route.
Yes.
Location of manhole and the number of manholes.
Yes. So we did meet with the DPW out there, and we located the existing conduit. I did do the revised drawing. It's one manhole, and the footage is 137 feet.
Did you already upload this, Anthony?
I did not upload the revised, but
fine.
I can
do it when we go.
Motions?
No.
Okay, so make motion to approve typical conditions.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Comcast for 23 Mellon Street from pole number 9 on Mellon, trench northerly to the property line of 23 Mellon, installing 1/4-inch PVC conduit.
And again, Anthony Vatalaro for the petitioner.
Correct. Anthony Vatalaro. Comcast. Do you mean to spell it again?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Andy, my sketch just come out like that, is that? I printed it out.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And so a part of it, I see, it's just straight across.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And you've met with Public Works on this?
DPW, the neighbors.
Yep.
Granted the letter. They wrote a letter.
Yep.
That should be uploaded.
Good. Motions?
Yeah.
Got some motion to approve.
Second.
All conditions?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Thank you. To you as well.
Continuation from October 31st, pending 8M permit submission and revised drawing with a new route, NSTAR, for JFK Street, southwesterly from manhole 2080, approximately 123 feet southwest of Brattle, install approximately 69 feet of conduit.
Susan DeRoso, DARROSO.
Thank you.
Joanne Callender, CALLENDER.
Thank you. Do you have a new route?
No, so we're going the same way from the manhole that we had chosen on the work order. We met with the customer on the 15th, and that's the way it's closer to their location anyways, so that's the way we're going to go.
I think this is also continued for a DPW meeting.
No, they. I believe Jay and Matt finds out on the site. If the customer's okay with that location, we're fine with it.
It's all within the construction.
Yes.
The area right now, just to say.
Yep. Do you have the plan? It's right on the side.
I don't have it in front of me. No, it's the same plan that was submitted.
Right?
Yeah, that's the same one. Yeah, that's fine. Yep. Yep.
And you have the ADAM permit?
It's under review. It was submitted on, they received it on the 13th, I was told this morning, but it's still under review.
So, motion to approve pending
ADAM
submission of the ADAM permit.
Yeah.
Okay. Second. All those in favor?
Typical
conditions. Oh, yes, typical conditions.
That was my question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thank you as well. Do we have minutes to approve?
I do have a copy if you need them.
I know I gave them to him.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you on it.
Yeah, they're not here,
but...
Do I have...
Okay, so motion to approve, which are these the November ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep.
Second.
Those are the ones that were sent to review. Yes.
Approved.
Unless we have any other business to discuss.
No. So I'll send that letter to do an audit, and I'll talk to Dana, who's currently out on vacation, and ask him to draft a letter to everyone. It'll just be a standard letter saying you have pending applications, please provide us, and maybe I'll have him work with our business analyst to maybe do a spreadsheet of what's currently, when it got approved and in what step it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that then they can reply back even on the Excel spreadsheet or something, and then we can go from there.
And they have 60 days to start? Is that what it is?
Yeah, 60 days to start.
Unless they request in writing to extend that. If it's within the moratorium,
then
it freezes.
Right.
So
I guess my question to you guys would be, should we have the business analyst do the spreadsheet and then send it to you guys first? I mean, because you might have knowledge as to whether it's somewhere, or if you guys have, you know, said to them, okay, please don't start it because DPW is starting this project then, rather than getting it from them. So maybe do an internal review first and then say, yeah, we need status on X, Y, and Z, and then send that out.
That's fine.
Okay, so I'll do it that way. So Dana to board, and then board.
Will that be done this year?
Yeah, so he's back next week, so I'll ask him to work on this next week and hopefully send that to you guys, you know, by the end of the week at the latest.
Okay.
And then once you guys get it back to him, then the letters will go out to the utilities, and then I'll probably give them, I don't know, before our next meeting.
Yeah.
So I'll give the due date, I don't know, the Monday before our next meeting, or the Friday before our next meeting, so that then we can talk about it at the meeting, at the January colon conduit meeting.
And in viewpoint, what will happen to that document if these previous hearings have been void? Or
so let's say that you know, there's
ten that
haven't started. We'll just reject it. We'll say, you know, for your failure to comply with the typical conditions, this petition and grant has now been revoked, or it's now void. If you intend to do this work, you must reapply.
Okay.
And then we'll just do that, and then it'll get stopped.
Do they pay another application fee?
They would.
Absolutely. Yes.
They would. Yeah. They would have to go through another. They would have to re-notice the butters and everything else.
Yeah, because they're applying for utility permits that are a year old.
Yeah.
And abutters in the areas would probably have been changed, moved, conditions changed, constructions changed.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's unreasonable to think that they can, you know, do things at will a year later.
And then TJ, when does the moratorium start?
It started November 22nd, I believe. It was a Friday, 22nd or 23rd.
Okay. And then it gets lifted?
To be determined by the commissioner, but sometime...
22nd.
Yeah, so it's the 22nd. Sometime late March, early April.
Okay. All Sounds good. Happy holidays, everyone.
Okay. And those moratoriums, I mean, they can dig within that moratorium with a letter to the commission.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as we've always stated in the
Okay. All right, awesome. Thank you.
Okay.